Father, to you, and we have seen a study of the events in Acts chapter 11 and Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 11 tells us basically that the Jewish exclusivity was broken. Of course, that happened when the veil was ripped at the death of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit was freely available. But the Jews didn't believe it. But the story of Peter and him seeing the cloth being lowered, and him then being ordered to go to a Gentile and baptize them, and they in turn being baptized by the Holy Spirit. This marked the end of Jewish exclusivity for the Holy Spirit. In chapter 12, we see another example. The worldly authorities try to stop by putting Peter in prison, but the hand of the Lord comes down on the prison, and Peter is leaving the prison through a miracle. The worldly authority, in turn, suffers a large thing from Herod Agrippa being adulated by the people. This is a voice of a God, not of a man. To the point where he says, "The Lord has touched me and I am dying." It shows how quickly the wicked can receive their just deserts. We come before you right now and we pray that we will never be exclusive, because we have been told, "Go ye out into all the world, making disciples and baptizing in my name." We have also been told, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. We are to show no favor, whether it's previous belief, or color, or poverty, or richness. We are to treat everybody with the love of God, because we remember that the word is saying God is not bringing love. He is love. And we receive his love freely. We have to remember that his love is free and available to all. But his promises are